Hi, everybody. This is Dan Young with Total Wellness Radio. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day and tuning in. This is episode 113, and today we catch up with Aaron and Dusty Stanzik out of Lincoln, Nebraska. Aaron and Dusty are certified health and lifestyle coaches. They are fitness instructors, and they focus on a plant-based nutritional diet. Three key things that stand out in this interview, and you're going to want to clue into them, is how to eat, how to move, and how to rest. They're helping people be happier and feel healthier all across the world. So they do online coaching and in-person coaching as well. They host several events and workshops, including upcoming March 2019, a seven-day all-inclusive immersion as a retreat in Costa Rica. And you know what? In this part of the country, we want to be in Costa Rica come March. So sit back and enjoy this episode of Total Wellness Radio as we catch up with Aaron and Dusty. Hi, everybody. This is Dan Young. Welcome back to Total Wellness Radio here on the Anchor platform. Thank you so much for including us in your busy day. We appreciate you and your attention, and we know we're going to really cover on some amazing value today. We've got a wonderful dynamic duo, Aaron and Dusty Stanzik, there in Lincoln, Nebraska. And I got, just before I introduce them on the line here, I got to share a couple things about them, which is just fascinating to me. They both are certified as health and lifestyle coaches. They're both fitness instructors as well as online influencers. They have three things that they insist on doing daily, which is eat, move, and rest. I'm sure they'll explain more about that when we get into the interview. And they do focus on a plant-based nutritional approach to their diet and lifestyle. So please, thank you so much, Aaron and Dusty. Did you make it on the line okay? We may have some technical difficulties. Did you guys make it on the line okay?
Hi, Dan. Can you hear us now?
Yeah, I can hear you. Wonderful. Something was amiss there for about 30 seconds.
Well, thank you so much for having us on your podcast.
Yeah, thanks so much. We're glad to be here.
Yeah, we're super excited to have you, share with our listeners the impact that you folks are having on people's health and their lives and the events that you've got going on and the workshops and retreats. I'm just super pumped to really touch on all of that. But before we get into all of the exciting things that you folks get to do and share today, I want to talk about how you, Aaron and Dusty, how did you get your start in like natural health? Like, was there a catalyst? There's a story, a family relative got hurt, your health. I mean, I'd like for both of you to kind of share your story along those lines.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, honestly, it kind of all started for us back in college. I was getting my degree in biology, coming from a background of my dad being a physician, my grandpa, my uncles, my cousins. There was just a lot of people in the medical industry in my family. I figured, well, I'll go pre-med without really giving it a second thought. And a little ways down the line, I kind of thought, med school is just probably not for me. I didn't feel drawn to it enough to really make that commitment. And so I knew that I would end up working at my dad's practice after college as a jumping off point. I just didn't know how exactly I was going to fit in. Sure. So there was a little bit of anxiety around that. And I had met Dusty towards the end of college.
Yep. Yeah. And I was similarly interested in helping people. I was coming from more of a counseling side of things. I was a volunteer counselor in high school at church. Our pastor had always tried to hook me up with people. He said I would just make a perfect counselor, and always encouraged me to go down that route. So I studied communication, interpersonal communication, at the University of Nebraska. And like Aaron said, we kind of got together towards the end of school. And this thing started to bloom kind of out of nowhere for us, and it has been great. So
yeah, and so it has worked out perfectly, because we had stumbled upon a series of health and lifestyle coaching certification courses that were offered. It was a series all across the country, so we got to do a bit of traveling, And we ended up kind of blending our skills together, Dusty with his communications and counseling and me with my biology and kind of the science geek side of things. It just fit together so perfectly for us to be health and wellness coaches.
Yep.
And so that's how it kind of started. And at the same time, we were kind of going through our own personal struggles with health and wellness. We had both been raised by moms that really took care and made us the smoothies and did all the healthy stuff. And you know how it is when you get to college and you're just kind of flailing in the wind, not really sure which way is up, how to even boil water on the stovetop. So
my after school smoothies that mom made me turned to beer.
Yeah.
Just very frankly, it was beer.
Yeah. So I mean, it just kind of ended up having a compound effect. The staying out late, partying, not eating well, sleeping in all day. And then we kind of both got on track again together. We started riding bikes together, fixing up old bikes, and that became like our new hobby.
Yep.
And we soon realized, you know, you can only work out so hard and you can't out-train a bad diet. You can't, you know, right. do all of these healthy things in the gym and then go out and belly up at the bar on the weekends and expect to feel great.
Yeah. We did try, but it just did not work.
Yeah. So eventually, you know, we kind of had to take it into our own hands with the food and learning how to cook for ourselves. And it just, you know, the more people that we stumbled upon touting this plant-based lifestyle, we just started to really entertain the idea of it.
Yep. And then randomly, Aaron's uncle, being a cardiologist, sent us a message one day, and he was like, hey, I think you guys would be really interested. There's this doctor, Esselstyn, who is going to be in the area at one of the hospitals, and he's just doing amazing things with plant-based diets, and I'd love for you guys to come with us and listen. And so we loaded up. Aaron's parents came. There's about six or eight of us, all in the family. We said, yeah, let's go listen to this guy talk. I really had no idea who he was. We were barely aware of the China study, but really hadn't read it or anything. Anyway, we went, listened to Dr. Esselstyn. We're able to meet him. We ate his weird hippie bean sprout quesadillas. And we thought, what is this food that he's feeding us?
Really, it was fascinating and exciting and empowering to think of the fact that food is medicine and it can heal us from the inside out. And he had this, you know, plethora of evidence, you know, preventing and reversing cardiovascular disease in his patients, all with a plant-based diet. So that really sold us, sold my parents.
Yep.
And we decided, okay, you know, let's do this for 40 days. Lent was coming up. So we thought, let's just try vegetarian. Let's cut the meat for 40 days and see what happens. And 40 days went by and we were just amazed that we weren't dead.
You know, if you've seen a picture of Aaron and I, we're both long and lean, and we always have been. And our friends and family members were looking at us going, you guys are literally going to shrivel up and die. Do not become vegetarian. And I was legitimately afraid. I thought, you know what? I may not make it through this next 4 days.
But
that is classic.
We stuck through and we made it.
Yep.
And at the end, we kind of bounced back.
We felt great. Honestly, we felt amazing. And like Aaron said, for some reason on day 41, we celebrated with I don't know if it was a cheeseburger or a pizza or both, but we went straight back to our old ways and celebrated with that food. And before long, we were just right back where we started. We weren't feeling very well. And retrospectively thought, maybe there's something to that diet.
Yeah. So, you know, and once you learn something and you see the evidence, you just can't shake it. You can't get it out of your mind. So we just kind of eventually over time, we never did anything cold turkey. We just kind of started to really look at what we didn't need in our diets, what wasn't benefiting us, and starting and not so much worrying about like, oh, I can't have this, I can't have that, but really taking the approach of, look at all of these colorful and abundant, nourishing fruits and veggies and whole grains that I get to eat now that I've, you know, had quite frankly never even incorporated into my diet in the past. So,
Plant-based diet was something that started to actually make sense. It started to work. It's something that I never envisioned for myself. But like Aaron said, we switched our perspectives from a deprivating diet to a diet of abundance. And that just, yes, it just changed everything for us. And we just started to really love it.
Right. Yeah. So the food and the fitness, you know, you get those things dialed in, and then all of a sudden you're sleeping a lot better at night, where I had been dealing with really debilitating anxiety and panic attacks, a cascade of symptoms that led me to think I might have multiple sclerosis. And being from this family of doctors, you know, I had gone through CT scans and MRIs and nerve conduction studies, you name it. I had met with therapists and specialists, but they had all come back telling me, you're fine, you know, there's nothing to worry about. But to me, I felt, you know, there was definitely a state of dis-ease, some sort of disease going on, something was out of whack. So, yes, you know, that's when we just decided we've got to take things into our own hands and really go full throttle with all of this health and wellness, and find ways to practice self-care on our own outside of medicine.
Yeah. Yep.
When did that journey start for you guys? I mean, how long have you been on this path? Like you say, we're going to go full throttle on it. When did that happen?
Oh, it's probably been about 6 years now.
Yep. Yep. So we've been married for about 5.5. I think this all happened, but not too long before our wedding. So it's probably been, like Aaron said, close to 6 years. And yeah, it's hard to believe, actually.
Yeah. The health symptoms just got to the point where they were scary enough where I had to take it serious enough and just get really committed. And on top of that, just being worried about hormonal health and fertility. And here we are, you know, about to have a baby in 2 months now.
Hey, congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you.
You know, a lot of the things that you've touched on, and I love to, I'm one of these that can sometimes interrupt you at times, and I apologize, but no, with your last 7 or 8 minute rant here, I just was like listening intently because you're sharing so many pearls of clinically proven wisdom. And I want the listeners to really clue into it. And the first of which, you talk about one of my favorite cardiologists.
Yep.
Dr. Caldwell Esselstein. I mean, interestingly enough, you know, at Cleveland Clinic, Cleveland, Ohio, fourth ranked clinic in the country, at least at the time I came on the radar with him.
Yeah.
And this was about 12 years ago. And he was just completing some other studies, and he was releasing some audio and video information. I called the clinic and he answered the phone.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That's pretty cool.
And I said, hey, I've been going through your studies. I just love it. It confirms a lot of the things that we're doing, but I want, you know, you've got it really, you know, you've got really fine tuned results in the cardiology world. And so I said, you know, what other things are coming up? And he says, oh, Dan, you should come join us. We're starting another study next weekend. Your call is perfect. I'm like,
oh, wow.
Well, I'm in Cheyenne, Wyoming, man.
Cleveland. That's funny.
You're in Cleveland, Ohio. I was like, okay.
Perfect time.
But talk about modern day confirmation.
Yep.
Of historically proven, traditionally proven approaches to, you know, to self-care, like what Aaron says, and helping people understand that, you know, taking accountability and responsibility for your health, it doesn't have to be perfect, but you do have to be consistent.
Right.
Definitely.
You have to be consistent. When you talk about a diet of abundance, you talk about the three things that you folks focus on daily. Is that part of your, like, your fitness mantra, like as coaches and instructors, is that like everything you do centers around those three pillars, the eat, move, rest approach?
Yep. Oh, definitely. And we've kind of come to realize that food is kind of the portal that gets you, that most people enter in. Everyone wants to lose weight and feel better. So you look at what's on your plate, and right, from there, then you're like, well, I've got all this energy eating all this healthy food. Now I want to go move.
Yep.
So you get out on your bike, you do whatever it is that ignites you and gets you energized. And then at the end of the day, you crash on your pillow, you're sleeping great. And it's just this cycle that if you continue to do it your best, as we say, eat, move, rest, your best.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Then you just kind of develop momentum, and it's like a train on the tracks, and eventually it's just trucking along.
Like you said, it's all about consistency. And like Aaron just said too, it's you stay consistent, that momentum picks up, and before you know it, you're not even in control anymore. You're just riding this life that you never imagined you could have for yourself, and things are just great. you look great, you feel great, and all is well. And that's what we've experienced, and that's what we're hoping we can help other people experience too. So
you touched on a couple of things I find fascinating. Now, Aaron, you described yourself as the science geek, and you labeled Dusty as the, you know, the communications expert, something along those lines. So you guys have really, like, if somebody comes to you for a coaching session, say we get a listener, they say, I want to get in touch with these folks and I want to be a coaching session. Is there a way that you, like, dynamically integrate both of you? Does just one take care of, depending on the client's needs? How does that, sure. How does that dynamic work?
You know, it's really up to them. It usually boils down to most of the women see Aaron and most of the guys see me. I think that's maybe just a comfortability thing, but we have seen a lot of people together too.
Which really gets us excited because if you've got your partner in crime on board, it makes things a lot easier to progress a lot more quickly and find success.
Yep. And so we often encourage people, you know, bring your boyfriend or your spouse. You know, bring your kids. We have a lot of people that, you know, we prefer actually a coaching session is something that we, those terms are just uncomfortable. We like to just get people in the house and we're like, you know what, this is a time for us to meet. We want to get hands on, bring your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your spouse, your kids, and come into the house. We'll sit in the kitchen. We'll hang out. We'll show you what we do. We'll overwhelm you with all kinds of stuff. And so most often does end up being both of us. And then, like I said before, other than that, if they're online, it's usually the gals seem to want to talk to Aaron and the guys seem to want to talk to me. So that's how it's worked out in the past.
The biggest thing is just doing things really hands-on. So usually people come to our house rather than the office.
The beautiful thing I like of what you're touching on, having been in professional coaching, guiding, educating, whatever you want to call the term, is that you're providing structured flexibility, right? I mean, you have a structure, right? Eat, move, rest, right? There's your structure, but you're flexible within how you help people achieve that.
Yep.
Right, because there's going to be a different modality as far as eating and moving and resting goes. You know, like Dusty loves to go to the gym and lift weights, but I really love to just get out on the bike path and go for a really long run.
Yep.
And those we've both reaped immense, you know, benefits and seen amazing results from doing things differently, but we're still exercising and sweating it out. And so to kind of meet with a client, we're not going to have like this magic bullet prescription that we put everybody on. It's really catered to each individual.
Yeah. And it's so personalized. We've made so many friends and who have started out as clients in places all over the world. So I've got friends in Ireland, a buddy in South Africa who he mostly wants training advice. You know, he wants to run an Ironman. He wants to lift weights. I've got another friend in Canada who really started out just diet, only wanting to know what to eat and how to eat. And he's started out, he was significantly overweight. And so his training is going to be completely different than my buddy in South Africa. And it's so personalized. It's so different. But like you said, it's all about eat, move, rest, but just customizing within those three pillars. And it makes it fun. It makes it new. And it's always exciting.
Yeah, that's the foundation, right? That's the concept. Then the techniques surrounding how you implement is the personalized piece, right?
Totally. Yeah.
So do you do a, like you say, you got friends in Ireland, you're doing a lot of online as well as in-person coaching. Explain to me how an online coaching session can come about for a potential listener.
Usually people can contact us through our website at eatmoverest.com is the best way. And from there, we just, you know, set up Skype sessions, FaceTime sessions, whichever is more feasible, and then unlimited access via, you know, phone and text and email.
Yeah. A lot of times social media too, is the best way. That's how most people find us, is through Instagram.
Sure. That's how we came in contact. Absolutely.
Yeah. And YouTube. YouTube's been great. You know, our YouTube channel has been growing. That's youtube.com/eatmoverest. And again, we hear from people all over the world that I never would have imagined we would. And it's so cool. It's so exciting.
And it's been a great way for us to provide free content.
Right.
But a lot of those videos have become mini prescriptions. You know, so-and-so will say, what do I eat for breakfast? And you just shoot them the link with your lean green protein smoothie. Yep. And there it is. So yeah. We really enjoyed just having that there as a really valuable tool.
Yeah. Yeah. I just think that what you're talking about is, you know, the opportunity with the age we live in, right, is that digital age connecting us so quickly. You can have that global influence and tap into that community that's out there, but they just need like maybe support or encouragement or new ideas or a fresh perspective. And that sounds like what you folks are offering.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep,
and exactly. We're in a unique position because living here in Nebraska in the Midwest, what we're voicing is really new and fresh and almost kind of radical because it's all about just meat and potatoes and grilling out and watching football. So we have been able to inspire a lot of change in a lot of people, but we're also met with a lot of, you know, pushback and resistance at times. So finding that online community has also benefited us because we've been able to be inspired and learn from and grow from, you know, people that we've found online. And recently we went out to LA in July and we were just blown away by how many of our online friends we actually got to meet up with and connect with and just hit it off. And
yeah, it's been a lifesaver for us because if we had to rely on our local community for support and for clientele and stuff like that, I think that we probably would have given up by now.
Yeah.
It's really hard being where we are. But the online stuff has really blown that up for us and helped us to build a community beyond our small, somewhat closed-minded community here. So,
yeah.
And it's also something we encourage our clients to do, especially if, say, a wife is on board, but her husband is just not into this at all. Then, you know, for her to encourage her to get online, you know, start a profile, start sharing, start a blog, just find like-minded people that are going to keep you on track and keep you inspired, because that's what really helped for us getting going.
Yeah.
Tell me about some of your upcoming events. You got some things going on that are super exciting, and I want to make sure we capture those today.
Sure. Yeah. You know, the most recent one is our Thanksgiving dinner, our Friendsgiving feast, we call it. We like to do monthly dinners at the house, of course, plant-based dinners. We've been doing those for about a year now, a little bit over a year, actually. And those have just been awesome. I say our community isn't supportive, but I need to take it back because we have been selling out these dinners and getting more people interested in those than I ever thought would. So that's coming up in a couple weeks. What else do we have?
We do every year we do a one-day wellness retreat, an eat, move, rest retreat out on our family's lakefront property. That's always been a lot of fun. And so we kind of decided to just expand on that idea. And so we are doing a full immersion, 7-day, all-inclusive retreat in Costa Rica this upcoming March. So that is going to be very, very fun and exciting for us and for everybody attending.
Yeah, it promises to be pretty epic. We'll see.
Well, especially seeing how you're my neighbor to the east, right? I mean, you guys know, I know how bitter it can be in March. That really sounds inviting.
It's going to be a true retreat.
Definitely.
Yes.
And like we said, you know, there's a lot of our friends from Instagram and YouTube who have just been loyal followers and subscribers that are attending. So we're excited to really get to connect in person. And the reason that we really emphasize this eat, move, rest is because once you get those dialed in, you can really start to dig deeper into self-improvement and spirituality and all of these kind of things that ultimately are going to give us self-fulfillment and happiness.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep, exactly. So that's what we're hoping to get into in our retreat.
Yep.
So your website is eatmoverest.com. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
How about Instagram, Facebook, YouTube? Let's capture all that for our listeners as well.
Sure.
Yeah. On Instagram, that's where we are most active on a daily basis. I am at Aaron Stanzik. Yep. And Dusty at DB Stanzik. So the last name's a little bit of a tongue twister.
She inherited my Polish name, so got that to thank me for.
Yeah, so if you type in Erinstanzyk and DB Stanzyk, you'll find us there.
Yep.
We're always sharing our recipes and meals on our stories and all kinds of fun stuff.
Yep. Tag us in your recipes, your pictures, and send us a direct message, and we'll get in touch however we can. We love to. So
you've got your events, your coaching online and in person. We got this amazing March event coming up, which I quite honestly, I saw the look in Becca's eyes, and I think that we're gonna have to push somehow, some way to put that on the radar.
Yes.
Well, yeah. you're gonna have to keep in touch with us on that one. We'll make sure it doesn't fill up before we have a chance to pull the trigger.
Sure. I do think, you know, we've filled more spots than frankly we thought that we would this soon, and we're excited about that, but we do have a few left, and we welcome anyone. So
do you have any online online resources in terms of other, I don't know, you're doing your recipes on Instagram and like that, you got your like mini scripts that Aaron alluded to on YouTube. Do you have any ebook stuff to download or any overall philosophies on the eat, move, rest philosophy?
Yep. Well, currently we have a 3-day juice feast, or you can just a juice detox. That's an ebook that can be found on the website.
Yep.
And we do have a recipe ebook coming out. It's in the works. Yep. I don't want to give a date yet.
and then Aaron's full blog is on the website, and that's got so many recipes, so many amazing pictures. That's been a labor of love for years too, and that's going to be really, if people are looking for pictures and recipes, go to the blog right there on the website, and that's another great resource. The one other thing is our webinar. We have a 2-hour webinar that people can find, and that's just chock full of all things eat, move, rest, all things plant-based diet, just tons of information that people will hopefully find helpful too.
That's fantastic. I want to kind of get geared up to kind of wrap this up a little bit, but there's a couple of more questions. And obviously, like, we could go on and on and on, right? I mean, you guys are whistling my tune as far as, you know, being a naturopathic practitioner since 2001 here in Cheyenne. I mean, you guys are covering the ground. I'm just going to have to download this information and say, look, don't take my word for it. Take Aaron and Dusty's word for it. I mean, because, you know how it is sometimes when you're in business, when you're in this kind of, you know, assistance to your community and you're helping bring them natural wellness. You know, if I'm the only one with the message, and you touched on it earlier, Dusty, about being in that community where it's kind of isolated in Lincoln.
Yep.
And if I'm the only voice, then the community, the market kind of thinks like I have something to sell or pitch. But when you join together, and it's like, oh, don't take my word for it. Look at what Dr. Esselstein does. Don't take my word for it. Look at what Bernard Jensen or Royal Lee some of these other practitioners. Look, so we're not, you know, trying to convince you of something that only benefits us. We're trying to share with you that this is a very powerful, very real thing to be a part of.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, the lifestyle sells itself. It's kind of funny because we do meet a lot of people that would like to connect, and they are, and it ends up they're selling us something, but you know, we're just all about spreading the good word to as many people as we can.
You know, 100%. what we've learned too is just, you got to lead by example.
Yep.
It's really hard to not want to preach, especially around friends and family members. Sometimes I want to grab my brother and just shake him and say, hey, this is what you got to do, and this is why.
Yep.
But we've learned that doesn't work.
No.
You just have to lead by example. We hear from more people that say, you guys seem happy. You look healthy. You know, I want that. And that's been the best thing for us, is just to do whatever we can do to be the light and bring others in. And then, like you said, surround ourselves with people, like-minded people like you. And like you just said, don't just take our word for it. You know, look around at these other great people who are making strides too.
Yeah, and you know. Go ahead, Erin.
Oh, my dad has always said that the death rate is still 100%, but I have to remind him, Dad, it's not about when I die; it's about the quality of life that I have while I'm alive. Yeah. I don't want to be bedridden. I'm going to be climbing mountains when I'm 85.
100%. Here's what's going on in the future. Just to give you a little preview, and I'm not a predictor, right? But here's what's going to happen in generations to come. We are going to see the decline of hospice and nursing homes in America.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen. The impact that you're going to have, and especially when you, from a clinical perspective, when we get women on board, women influence the children. Well, that's how take over the next generation.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yep. So when you have that going for you, and you have the proof is in the pudding, not that we're eating bad pudding, but the proof's in the pudding, right? And, yep. and here's the tragic flip side of that, right? Like you said, like time's undefeated, right? But how we live is what matters. But the number one advocate for what you do, the number one advocate for what I do is ill health.
Right.
Mm-hmm. When they're sick and tired of being sick and tired, and oh, by the way, they watch what you're doing, then they're in a position to accept your leadership.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yep. And it sometimes it's painful to have to see it get to that point.
Yes.
But, you know, like you said, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. It's like at some point you just have to wait until they get sick and tired enough. And then they'll come, and when they do, you know, we're there with open arms, and that's what we can hope to help change. So
yep. So I got a couple more things I really want to cover before we wrap up this particular episode. And by the way, you guys definitely have to agree to sometime in the near future, or if we hook up in Costa Rica, we'll do a live deal out there or something.
Yeah,
right? Definitely.
We'll make some more things happen in the future from a media standpoint, but. Give me and our listeners, like from your experience thus far with the eat, move, rest philosophy, give me like your number one, hey, here's the number one tip on eat that is like almost like this universal truth for you, listener. You got to pay attention to. Here's the number one thing on move. Here's the number one thing on rest. Just kind of give me a preview for our listeners on that.
Sure.
I would say with eat, it's just all about colorful, abundant fruits and vegetables. We can argue all day back and forth about whether to eat meat or not eat meat or animal products. But at the end of the day, nobody can argue with more fruits and veggies.
Right. Yeah. You know, and I guess move, I would just say do what you love. If you like to dance, dance. If you like to run, run. You know, if you like lifting weights, doing push-ups, pull-ups, you know, watch whatever videos you got to watch, but do what you love, because that's what you're actually going to do. That's the best type of exercise, the one you'll actually do.
Definitely. And 100%. For rest, the reason we say rest instead of sleep is because sleep is just 6 to 8 hours every night, but rest encompasses so much more. So focus on your mindfulness, your meditation, prayer, and spirituality. And we even say family is a form of rest. Sure. So making sure that you're really just getting all of those things in.
Lowering that heart rate, feeling calm, content, and cool. Just whatever you can do to get yourself slowed down, chilled out, and in a resting state, do more of that.
You know what, guys? I so appreciate you being on, and I know we could go on and on and on, but I'm going to wrap up this segment by saying thank you for taking the time out of your day to be with us.
Hey, thanks, man.
Yeah,
we really love this.
Us.
Yeah, we will definitely do it again. We will definitely do it again.
I hope so.
Yes. Yeah.
So for Aaron and Dusty Stanzik, this is Dan Young with Total Wellness Radio. Thank you so much again for making us a part of your busy day. And we know this brought you value. Be sure and get in touch with Aaron and Dusty. Go to their website, eatmoverest.com. Check them out. Yep. Check their blogs out. Check their Instagram recipes out. Definitely, definitely check out the Costa Rica chip in March. I mean, that is on my radar. I am super excited about trying to make that a part of my future rest. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm going to make that. That's going to be my rest. I got to go to Costa Rica, honey. We got, you know.
Definitely.
Hey, we're going to be eating and we're going to be moving too. It's going to be epic, man. I can't wait.
Okay, guys. Thanks again so much. And we'll chat soon.
Hey, have a good one.
You too. Sounds great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you again for tuning in to another episode of Total Wellness Radio. We appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to tune in to all of our interviews and the life-changing natural approaches you can take with your health. For those of you who haven't had a chance yet, please do subscribe. And when you get a chance, also leave a review on this podcast or other episodes that you've enjoyed from Total Wellness Radio.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.